This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. Already into the third and final hour of this live Thursday transmission, the 23rd of October 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're about to go straight back to your calls and then into more of the key news. This show attempts to be a conscience for the people. We attempt to expose the blatant, flagrant, state-sponsored evils going on at local, state, federal, international levels. We talk about the global government that's right out in the open that we were preconditioned to not discuss. The media said that's a bad thing to talk about. It doesn't exist. You're crazy if you talk about it. Then they announce it's world government. Submit to it. We expose the mind control of the media, the propaganda, the false left-right system. We attempt to get people thinking outside the box. That's what this show is all about. Let's go back to the calls. David in Michigan. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to kind of echo what a couple of your earlier callers talked about. Number one, Terry is not at all out of the woods, as you know, because the...
Hey, listen, let me just stop you. We got a lot of new listeners, a lot of new stations. They have no idea who Terry is. Everybody keeps calling in like we're all here at a coffee house. I'm not mad at anybody. We just got to recap that she's a lady who's not vegetative, who the state and her husband have been trying to kill, but the family stood up to it, the listeners stood up to it. But now there's a 15-day reprieve, now a 13-day reprieve, and Michael Schiavo, the husband's driving her around in ambulances, taking her from place to place, won't let her family see her. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy seems absolutely desperate to basically get her offed. And the 15-day or whatever it is reprieve is a one-shot deal, and I think that they are just concerned now that they need to massage the public a little bit more to accepting this kind of thing. There were actually television programs on last night where they had experts coming on, you know, quote-unquote, talking about how we're really depriving Terry of her right to die and not respecting
her
wishes.
But it doesn't matter. I've seen the excerpts of that in the print, but 80% of people in the Palm Beach Post are against killing her.
Well, yeah,
and it isn't her right. She doesn't want to die. There were strange foul play stuff surrounding this, what happened 13 years ago.
Yeah,
she's not a vegetable, and this murdering media is trying to use this as a precedent-setting case.
Absolutely. They're absolutely determined to do this, to put it on our faces and kill our ability to react to it when they start doing it on a large scale. And in the case with the gun... I think there's a new offensive that is being launched against gun rights that's coming up for this late fall and winter, because I didn't hear the thing the other caller was talking about, but I did on the way home last night while I was driving. I heard something on NPR, and they supposedly had Harris and Kleibold in some national park
shooting guns. So
yeah,
what's happening is there's a massive re-demonization campaign being launched. So Bush, he's already said he'll sign the new assault weapons ban so they can pass the Lady of Peace Act gun registration, going after those that have misdemeanors. There's a massive new push. You're right. I've seen it happening.
Yeah, well, they're doing this. And the thing that struck me about this little, somehow they have this audio tape of them out in the woods doing this. But what really struck me is it was just like lines from a movie. The miking was perfect. Everything they said was clear as a bell and perfect, and they were laughing about how it would be great to put a bullet through someone's head and everything, and it just had a movie-esque quality about it.
Well, all the more reason that we should own guns, that there are psychopaths like this out there.
Yeah.
That's all the more reason for no gun control.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it's all about backlash, creating backlash. In fact, the whole idea is, the Bush administration, the backlash against the Bush administration and the phony war in Iraq for phony reasons will be to next hand it over to the next management team that will use that as the excuse to bring us into total socialism.
Yeah, that's it. Bush is there to energize a left-wing counter-revolution that really is the revolution. Great points. We'll be right back. More calls.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I have been on collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on collagenate. I have been on collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Why don't you see what collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The talking heads can have all the experts they want on to talk about how wonderful it is to dehydrate people who are conscious to death. They can claim the new definition of a coma is someone pole vaulting, or I'm trying to give an analogy there. I mean, if they can say people begging for water and begging for food are incontinent and in a vegetative state, or people who have their eyes open who smile at their parents are in a vegetative state, this is sick. This is crazy. It's what the globalists are masters of. And pretty soon it'll be you're running the 100-yard dash at record speed, and they go, you're in a coma. We've had Wesley Smith on from the Wall Street Journal. He's listed Florida cases where the woman for weeks is begging, food, water, please help me. So the nurses give her water, and they've got an order to not give her food. Person's paralyzed neck down. And then when the judge finds out they haven't died, they put an armed guard, a police officer, in there to make sure no one feeds her, and you watch there and watch the woman beg for food and die. And the cop goes, well, it's a judge's order. She's not in good shape, right to die. Please, mister, can I have some water? This is on the record. Case of David Wendland out in California. This guy could could bowl. He had a little bowling set in his hospital room in his wheelchair. He'd roll the ball, and he even had control of his hands. He'd beg for food. They killed him successfully. There's hundreds of these, a lot worse off. Terry Schiavo's a lot worse off than these people. And she's not in a vegetative statement on the nightly news. You know, I read the text of what they have on the news. I see their news reports on ABC News and CNN. It's, this woman's in a vegetative state. These wacko right-to-lifers, they just want to keep this corpse alive. You know, what's wrong with them? But it doesn't matter what they're trying to push. They're lies. 80% of the polls are against killing her. And I guess in our new democracy, they're still failing. Of course, in a republic, you could have 99.9% saying kill this woman. They couldn't do it because of the rule of law, because of the Bill of Rights. Imagine trying to take a prisoner on death row who, you know, killed somebody with a chainsaw, some psychopath with a big, beard and beady eyes like Charlie Manson. You know, somebody who's out cutting babies out of women's wombs. Imagine if they wanted to chain him up, tie him down to the bed, and dehydrate him to death. You'd hear the ACLU and all the leftist groups screaming and yelling, and how dare you, we care about life, we're so good. You know, Alan Dershowitz would be against it while he's, quote, for torture people to get answers from them, and, quote, said Christians deserve to die at the Baptist church in Fort Worth a few years ago with a mass shooter. He said that on CNN. So it's a double standard. It's a sick standard. And they're setting this precedent. And it makes me very angry. But imagine, police, you wouldn't stand there and watch him chain down a killer on death row and watch him die of dehydration, of torture. But you'll sit there in a hospital room while somebody's being murdered, begging for water and begging for food, and just, I'm doing my job. I mean, how pathetic are you? And that's happening all over the country. Coming up, deadly smallpox, not eradicated, scientists warns, are trying to fearmonger there. Bush requests BBC smallpox drama, that's the headline. U.S. won't destroy its smallpox stocks. And we'll talk about Clinton holding on to the smallpox stocks. But funny, they're saying smallpox is going to hit us. I believe them. Knoxville agencies hold terror downtown drill, as they're doing all over the country, to scare you into submission. Practice federal control. Got some emails by locals that have been seeing this happening. And we will also get to, in shocker, Pat Robertson endorses social liberal Arnold Schwarzenegger. A lady claimed this yesterday. I actually got the news article. It's true. You're like, oh, that's ancient history. No, not about Arnold, but that Pat Robertson would endorse him. You talk about amazing. And also, Marine strangled Iraqi detainee. And we'll get into that. Strong geomagnetic storm expected to hit Earth. Police use pepper spray on West Virginia fans. Case video shows cops kick a suspect. We'll get into just some of that kind of behavior. Conspiracy theories. Needling City. Santa Cruz was voting to impeach Bush. Their resolution that they want that. And suddenly they're having weird federal attacks on them. New spy gear aims to thwart attacks in Iraq. The same surveillance blimps that those mobile weapons trucks were meant to fill full of hydrogen. Well, now our government's put up the same helium blimps, and it's going to use them for surveillance, and they're now going to use them here in the U.S. Chavez allies say video proves CIA coup plot to kill him. We'll tell you what psychopathic North Korean dictator is doing, starving North Korean, starving babies that are foreign-born. That's just some of what's coming up here. Mark, who is up next? I lost my call list here. Who in Texas? Jim in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Jim, I'm in Texas. I'm in Fredericksburg, just a little bit west in the beautiful hill country. A couple of short items regarding the caller maybe an hour ago referring to the Katie Couric video this morning. This morning's national briefing column in the New York Times has a picture which is apparently a still out of that video, and it seems to be, according to the short article, this was a rehearsal in the company of a couple guys who sold these boys the guns out in the woods about a month before the actual Columbine massacre. So you may want to check on that. The other item, an earlier caller referred to UN Day being tomorrow, United Nations Day, so-called High Feast of the International Clique. I was involved in church work for many years, and in the old traditional liturgy, every major feast day has an octave. That's the week after the day itself. For example, All Saints Day being November 1st, the 8th of November would be its octave, the culmination of that feast day, which occupies an entire week. And it's interesting that the octave of UN Day is Halloween. Are you there?
Well, yeah, the big communist celebration day, May Day, is over 4,000 years old.
Yeah.
And was an occult high ritual day called May Day. All over from Scandinavia to France.
Yeah. Well, this was also actually a traditional folk festival in Europe that had nothing to do with politics in many areas. But what I thought interesting...
Well, yeah, what happens is you have Druidic rituals. They then get masked by, you know, the Catholic Church coming in and taking over those rituals and putting a Christian saint over it.
Yeah,
and then,
of course,
yeah, so then it continues to be,
that over,
and then it continues to be the party time after that.
But I thought it interesting that the octave of UN Day is Halloween, more or less appropriate. Interestingly, just a final short note, today's Times also, of course, on their editorial page has one called, the headline on it is, Scorning the Courts in Florida, and you can imagine what it says.
What does it say?
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to read the whole thing. It's lengthy, but it's basically pro the court decision, anti-life. That's the essence of it.
Yeah, and these bleeding heart hippies and fascist bootlickers are going to love it when that happens to them when they're in deep trouble. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Let's talk to Robert in Illinois, then Rod, Elizabeth, Tim, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, Alex, first of all, I wanted to pass along, we're coming up on the Police and Fire Commission chairman here in the City Council of the City of Chicago. And also a university is having a Patriot Act symposium. Out of all your tapes, because what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to propose, listen, I'm going to say the best way to do this is spend 2 hours running an Alex Jones video. Which video would you suggest? I'm trying to get this on the table as soon as possible in the Police and Fire Commission public hearing and also in a university symposium.
I would say air Police State 3 Total Enslavement. About 45 minutes of the film is an analysis of Patriot Act 1, 2, Homeland Security, and Ashcroft's lies. We have him talking and then later saying different things. I would show about 45 minutes of Police State 3.
Good. Second thing, I'm making a proposal for a deputization of persons such as yourself, myself, Al Turner up in New York, who is calling for organized, if necessary, force to rescue the woman. I don't know if you knew that. As of Monday, he was calling for that, if it was necessary, the minimal force necessary to rescue the woman. But I'm putting together a proposal, and I don't want to reinvent the wheel if someone's already done this. I introduce at every possible level provision for the deputization of individuals who demonstrated a certain probity of conduct and a rectitude of intention. So if you have any thoughts, I'd like to think about it. But then I want to get to the third thing, is in this whole scenario with the Teresa Chavo, the false imprisonment, the torture, and the attempted murder, is what I'm preparing also in regard to that is criminal, civil, and coronato challenges to the presumption of fitness to hold and exercise the authority of any law enforcement office besides filing complaints against the husband, filing complaints against the judges, filing complaints against the attorneys, so that they are now back on the defensive. We're going on the offensive, we're on the attack, and now they're fending off our attacks. But this is an important point because in the balance with these Pinellas Park police officers we're looking at is if they refuse that, most of them probably didn't even consider to refuse the assignment, but if anyone was considering refusing the assignment, in the balance they looked at, there was no cost to them to taking the assignment if they don't have any conscience, but they figured they would be suspended or terminated if they didn't take the conscience.
Yeah, it's all color of law.
Right.
But I mean, ask a police officer, would you stand there for 10 days while a dog chained to a post died of not having water? Well, no way. I like dogs, but you do that to a woman who's conscious, who's not vegetative. Aren't the cops smart enough to read in the paper that she's a vegetable and then watch her looking at them and blinking and mumbling?
Absolutely.
I mean, what's their major malfunction? How weak-minded are these people? I think the key here is getting into the courts and getting Michael Chavo to lose his guardianship over her, because the guy is obviously engaged in bigamy. He's got another wife and children while he's married to her.
Well, the other thing, Alex, though, is to raise the stakes for those police officers. If they take that assignment, they're looking at they have a criminal charge filed against
there
them.
There needs to be criminal charges for being married to more than one woman. Thanks for the call.
All right, Alex.
He cannot be her guardian. He wouldn't let him brush her teeth for 10 years. That is abuse in any book. That's why you've all got to say on the record that you don't want them to kill you, or they'll say you did say it.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Disinformation. A woman who struggles to hug her mother, who smiles, whose eyes are open, who the doctors and nurses said that could swallow and eat food 10 years ago, but they were never allowed to continue the therapy, not allowed to brush her teeth, and
The news says there's a woman in a vegetable and she has a right to die, and there's these evil people that want to torture her by keeping her alive. But again, her case, Terry's case, compared to the cases where people are audibly saying, please give me water, please give me food. No. You said you didn't want medical intervention a few years ago. You know, it's all fashionable on TV, and your doctor asked you, and you did a living will, and it doesn't matter if you beg now. You're in our custody, and we're going to kill you now. How does that sound? You didn't know the definition of a vegetable was somebody bench-pressing 500 pounds, did you? I mean, that's the logical next step. You're begging for food and water. Audibly, please, honey, give me some water. Where's it go next? See, now the nightly news, Peter Jennings. Why, this vegetable. She's a vegetable. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, good to talk to you.
And I want to hail you as the juggernaut voice of God's righteous power coming into our nation. And as you, day after day, try to bring to light the horrible evils, such as the evil done to Terry Schiavo and the other evils lying in wait for all of us, I would like to just tell you briefly two reasons that I'm thankful for your voice on the air. And the first reason is that you cut through the hypocrisy today about Pat Robertson endorsing Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the other thing is that I see all along that you have a real love for the Jewish people and the black people, unlike some other white racists that I hear calling in. And I know that someone like Aaron Zellman would not be on your program if you were not a man who loves Jesus Christ and who loves humanity and doesn't put a racial label on them. And the second thing is, Alex, I want to thank you personally that you inspire all of us out of our apathy and out of our ease and out of our little lives based on celebrities. And you personally began to inspire me in June when I heard you for the first time talking about the evils, the horrible evils the elite do to the children of the world. And I began listening and taping every last show from that day forward. And you have inspired me to go back into my past background. And I'm starting a radio show. And tomorrow my show will begin on the local Annapolis network, WKDI, 840 AM. And it's called The Divided Kingdom. And I'm going to talk philosophically about the old days when you talked about your grandmother and taking care of her. The family cared about each other. I'm going to contrast that with the things that you bring out, the evil, reprobate mind. And I thank you so much for all you do, Alex, from my heart and soul.
Well, wow. Well, we'll have to have you on as a guest once you're going. And I believe we're on some of those fine stations in Maryland, aren't we?
Yes, you are. On WKDI, you're on the full 3 hours.
Wow, what a wonderful affiliate. You know, I can't keep track of all the affiliates, but that is a really powerful affiliate going into several major cities, and everybody should support it. And I would add to that that think about it. These idiots that don't take care of their parents or their children, what do they think that society is going to do to them? A climate like this is like boiling acid to all of us. You
yes,
reap what you sow, people.
Yes, it is. And
you
say it so eloquently.
And I don't know how these police officers can sit there all over the country with people begging for food and water and go, sorry. I don't know how they can do that. You
no.
couldn't pay me $10 million to do that.
No, that's true. And many people are asleep. I tried to reach a county commissioner, and I got no word back. I didn't have your videos yet, but we plan on ordering all of them. Plus the new one. Is it immediately available, Alex?
Yes, it's done, and we've got to mass produce it now, but it'll be shipping out next week.
That's terrific. Thank you so much for all you do.
Well, you're awesome, Elizabeth, and good to hear that you're taking action. That's what I like to hear. She's getting a radio show. You're putting up a website. You're starting with an Access TV show. Great ground floor way to reach tens of thousands of people, even in small towns. You're putting up websites. You're writing books. You're putting out newsletters. You know, I listen to some of the other networks, and all they do is whine and complain and gripe and talk about how we're losers and talk about how we can't get anything done. And then they talk about how they're not successful. Why do you think you're that way? Because you got a loser's attitude. I mean, did you ever play football? You cannot go out there intending to lose. You're going out there to win, to go 110% every single play and not give up. Where there's a will, There's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Can you get it through your head? Where there's a will, there's a way. And what do the globalists say in their internal papers on PNAC or on RFIDs or on the voting machines?
The people don't like this, but we don't care. They're apathetic. We just got to keep pushing it no matter what they say, and they'll submit to it.
That's the sick attitude. No, we're going to fight you toe-to-toe. We're never going to stop 110%.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've done this more than once or twice with films. Matrix of Evil has been done for a couple days. And then we get some more footage we want to add, so then we have to look at it, splice it in. But to be completely honest, here in the next couple days, because I don't offer a film until it's done, sometimes I'll say it'll be done in 2 weeks, pre-order if you like. This film's done. It's going to be mass-produced next week. It'll be shipped out by the end of next week, so we're just saying order now, because on the website it says takes 2 to 3 weeks for delivery. Generally, if you order tapes from us, you know, we ship tapes 3 times a week. I have staff that's there 5 days a week, and they do the orders, but we ship tapes, go to the post office, or have post office pick it up 3 times a week. What is it? Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Sometimes those dates change if somebody needs a rush order or something, but we usually just use first-class mail. Sometimes if you want it, media mail. If you want UPS, we do it now. And if you want to be a distributor for Matrix of Evil, the new film, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or 9/11 Road to Tyranny, you want 45 to 50% off to be a distributor of the books, the tapes, the films, the CDs, the T-shirts. You can always call my office and talk to Shirley, who does a great job in there. And if she doesn't answer, she'll call you back within the day at 512-291-5750. Again, that's 512-291-5750. And just for general sales, you want to order a couple of videos. We have the toll-free number with the operators and the website to order. And those orders are taken off every day, and those orders are fulfilled and sent out. But we do say 2 to 3 weeks for delivery, because sometimes I'll mail a tape in Austin and it takes 2 weeks to get there. Or somebody in New York will get it 3 days after they order. There's no rhyme or reason for the post office, but generally week and a half to get a video or a book or an item. But if you order Matrix of Evil now, you'll be the first people to get it because the film's done. I think we're adding a little something in today because we want to make it even better. Folks, I've had videos before that have been done 3 or 4 times, but I don't offer them. I keep thinking I'm going to be done and then keep adding stuff. But I'm not doing that in this case. We're adding a few more things today, and then we're going to put it on the master tape. We've already got it, the first version from yesterday, on a master tape, ready to be mass-produced. But I'm going to, I think, add a little bit more to it and then get it sent off to the duplicator right here in Austin. And within days, I'll have hundreds of the videos, and we can ship them out to you. So if you want to be the first people to get the new film I've made, The Matrix of Evil, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order it. And order some of the other videos. Because then instead of being $25.95 a piece, they'll be $20 a piece when you get 3 or more. There's discounts when you get multiple books. We have a lot of specials. So ask the operators about it when you call. It shows the different prices and listings and special deals on the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you link through to our secure online shopping cart, the new book, Order Out of Chaos, is excellent. It's only $20. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift this Christmas, or as a birthday present, or just to wake your neighbor up. It's an excellent book. My book's only $12, Descent into Tyranny, over 200 pages, covering government-sponsored terror. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And remember, your purchase supports this broadcast, my staff, the plethora of computers and bandwidth charges and traveling costs and everything we do. We work around the clock. You're not going to find anybody that works harder than myself, folks. I am the hardest working guy in this movement. I'll just say it right up front because it's no bragging, just fact, as John Wayne said. And a lot of these people out there in the so-called movement talk all day about how they want everybody to work together. But they're the first people, when you try to work with them, that'll stab you in the back. But I found that the listeners, the activists, the people on the ground are the best people I've met in my life. And you guys need to stop looking for leaders and become the leaders, like that lady Elizabeth starting her radio show tomorrow in Maryland. That's amazing. That's wonderful. That woman's probably more articulate and smarter than I am. She may do a better job than I've done. You know, I've said it that, you know, I'm no prophet, folks. I'm just somebody who loves freedom and stand up for my family. And if you want to put me in that prophet category, okay, well, then I'm John the Baptist. And I'm looking and I'm town crying for leaders to come forward and fighters to come forward to overturn this Babylonian world system. And again, that's an analogy, folks. I'm here trying to get you involved. I'm here talking about the coming man, the coming woman, the coming people who will stand up against tyranny. And I've planted the seeds. I've seen thousands of people from this show become leaders and activists and affect change and have victories. And lately I've been listening to some other networks a little bit, and it's just, you know, other so-called patriot networks. It's so negative. It's so beaten down. It's like listening to New World Order transmissions. And I'm not putting a good face on things. I'm not, you know, sitting here trying to do a pep rally at homecoming. We're really having victories. We're really affecting change. But we can't get the government to move without massive pressure, and that comes from you being a leader and teaching others how to be leaders. And the videos are some of the best tools we have for waking folks up, so please get them and take action. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. It's so vital. It's so important. Okay. I got news here. Cover up alleged and probe of USS Liberty. This out of the Macon Telegraph, mainstream news. EU elite are filthy pigs, says Bossy. Top minister says that the EU is run by a giant satanic pedophile ring. Umberto Bossi. And on PrisonPlanet.com, on InfoWars.com, we have huge government-run white slavery pedophile ring, mainstream news articles, London Telegraph, BBC, Der Spiegel, AP, Reuters, Dying Corps caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. You just think they let me get on the air and say that? There's news articles, okay? People email me and go, I can't believe that. That's too incredible. Folks, I'm reading it right out of the newspaper. You think I'd get on the air and say something if it wasn't in the newspaper? You know how liable I'd be to say that the Texas company Protegene engineered corn that grows AIDS virus in it and got authorization to plant it in 96 locations and it spread into other crops? I mean, that was in the Associated Press. Yes, it sounds nuts. Yes, it's out of control. But it's really happening. I'm going to take three more calls from Tim, Regina, and Brett, and that's it. I'm going to cover news for the rest of the show. Tim, in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Yeah. Even though there are a lot of things that are going to happen anyway, according to Bible prophecy, the thing I still can't agree with other kind of Christians, including Jehovah's Witnesses, is that you're only supposed to change people and thing and stuff just by preaching the gospel to them. Is that if you don't also fight against the evil in the corrupt government system, even like the Terry Schiavo case, that you're really accepting it. Yes, God does want us to witness the gospel to people, and yes, we are in a system of things that is coming to an end according to Bible prophecy, but I still believe that God still expects us to stand against evil and corruption in the government and other organizations. I believe that the other...
Well, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Let me say this, Tim, you're making a good point. Look, if you read the gospel, it says stand up to evil, help the orphans, the widows, stand up to the tyranny, go in and whip the money changers. But if they say just preach the gospel, they mean the one-third that they teach. They mean the little snippets that are politically certified, literally, in the state of Pennsylvania now by Governor Mark Swiker, whole sections you can be liable if you read from them as a hate crime. So if anybody'd really read the gospel, which I've sat through innumerable church services and Sunday school and read the Bible and listened to the fine preachers on this network, I know the truth. It's to stand up against tyranny. The gospel doesn't say lay there like a jellyfish.
Yeah, I was also just going to say quick, I believe the other kind of Christians like that that I'm talking about are still going to find themselves standing in judgment before God someday because they re-accepted the evil and stuff by not doing anything about it just because of a religious belief that all they were supposed to do was just preach the gospel to change things.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I'm trying to find my Pat Robertson endorsement of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have it here. He did indeed do that. A lady called in and said that. I said, somebody send me proof. I was sent the mainstream news story. He endorsed Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hardcore gay porno mags, pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-open borders, groping all these women just a few years ago, hanging out with Nazis, saying he wants to be a dictator. This is modern stuff, and he's endorsed by Pat Robertson. I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Regina in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, you have to remember that, you know, the feeding we're getting is he will help to get the Republicans in leadership in the 2004 election. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, and we've got to get Supreme Court justices, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something I heard.
The Republicans have appointed 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices.
Right,
what
exactly.
Happened there?
Exactly, and, you know, I tuned over to Tony Snow's on for Rush Limbaugh today, so I had to call in because I heard that guy call in about Dobson looking at your site. That makes me a little bit nervous, Alex, but, you know, I'll pray about it because Dobson can be woke up, too. You know, I'm glad he's doing what he's doing, but when it rubber meets the road, I read where he had a picture of Big Bush in his office. So, you know, who does he really align with? Well, we have the Patriot Act, which, as far as I know, it wasn't for you and Tom DeWeese and some of the other good talk show hosts and what you force us to do because you motivate us so much to do our own research, I don't think we'd know too much from Dobson about the Patriot Act. Well, I tuned over to Tony Snow, and he had on Ashcroft. And Ashcroft said something to the extent that Tony Snow said, what about this Patriot Act? All these people so upset they're going to lose their rights. And Ashcroft said, well, there is no problem with that. All we say is that we have to petition a judge to decide whether we can have a search warrant. Now, this is the same people, Alex, that keep telling us we have bad judges and we have to get Bush in and allow all these justices to come in, but yet he's going to give power to a judge to make the decision whether they're going to break into our house.
Okay. Regina, can I say something?
Sure. I wish you would. I'm just a little bit upset because I'm tired of this propaganda.
I'm glad you're upset, and I didn't mean to run over you earlier, but you were kind of putting out a comment, and I was just trying to add that...
Well, I'm glad you are. I'm counting on it.
They have put in the judges, and they have said that they'll re-sign the assault weapons ban, and they've said they want amnesty, and they've said they want all this. They're a bunch of traitors. They make me sick.
Right.
And the Pat Robertsons, the Sean Hannitys, the Tony Snows are there to keep middle America, good, decent Americans, in the dark and ignorant. Now... my question to all the people out there is, have you read my analysis of Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, and the Patriot Act section of Infowars.com? Because if you had read it, you'd know it's a lie. They say they don't need warrants, okay? They have administrative warrants for whole sectors of the country. And the new Patriot Act says they don't even need the administrative warrants or administrative subpoenas. So it's all there. They're lying about that, too. Remember, Ashcroft said there was no Patriot Act 2 months after it had been introduced, Regina.
Right, right. The reason I'm calling is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Arlen Specter was on this morning, and I did try to get in, and I had pretty much what I was going to say. I was going to, you know, give your website and everything. But, you know, I'm going to encourage the people right now. I called my senators after I heard Ashcroft babbling on there and Tony Snow helping them and telling them, you know, about the fact that... you know, that it's handpicked who goes to these conferences. Oh, come on, we're getting a $100,000 grant in our area for Homeland Security. Think I'm excited about that? They're talking about weapons. They're talking about training the National Guard in how to define weapons.
Patriot Act 2 has gun control in it. I mean, these guys are monsters. Thanks for the call, Regina.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I want to push your book, Alex, Descent into Tyranny, page 120. Everybody ought to get a copy of this and make sure that they get this book. You say right here the different sections. And I read this to my senator. Section 802 has to be the most frightening. You see, this defines a domestic terrorist as anyone who is involved in acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the United States of any state. He's the example of high school football players. I mean, how much more do we need, Alex? And I just thank the Lord for what you're doing. Tom DeWeese is getting petitions. You know, in the Senate, they can pass what Ron Paul and Butch Otter did, and we need to tell them, get it passed, guys. You're not representing us.
I agree. Great points.
Thanks again.
Thank you for the plug. One last call, because I got to hit some final news. And who was the last caller, Mark, that I said I'd go to? That was who in Ohio? Brett in Ohio. Go ahead, Brett. Your last caller. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? I called earlier, got cut off on my cell. I appreciate you taking me back.
Sure. Go ahead.
Good. May the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only true God, bless you and continue to open your eyes.
Well, they're pretty wide open now, but I do thank God for opening my eyes.
Okay. Alex, you know, I'm not the only one that sees this. You and I and your listeners out there, we all know there's many planks and avenues that the New World Order and the United Nations is working on. However, if you get right down to it, there's, I would say, four main pillars that they're operating off of. Politically, monetarily, militarily, and yes, religious. And I try to stay on top of them all. But because I've been looking for the second coming, and I've been looking for Jesus Christ, Alex, ever since I've been 5 years old, I really focus in on that last one I mentioned there, the religious one. And, of course, I don't need to tell you that there's a lot of signs of the times here right now. There's a guy down there. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. There's a guy down there right there in your neck of the woods, David J. Smith. Have you heard of him?
Yes, we've had him on the show.
Oh, really? Okay. He's got a new book out, Alex, 500 pages, and he claims that it's true history, not the stuff that our children are getting under the New World Order propaganda in the public school. I was just wondering if you had read that book or heard about it.
No, but I'll probably have him back on the show, and I appreciate your call, Brett. Take care. We're flat out of time for this segment almost, and during the break, I'm going to try to dig up that article I had, huge stack here on Pat Robertson endorsing Arnold. You're like, oh, that's old news. No, I wasn't aware of that. I mean, that is so transparent, such a great way to expose these neocons. I mean, yeah, he's got racehorses and likes to gamble. No, that's bad enough for Bill Bennett, Mr. Book of Virtues, with the $1.4 million in a single weekend and the, you know, all the girls. But look at the Bohemian Grove. I mean, their Christian conservative leaders are engaged in satanic activities. It's admitted. But when we get by cover-up alleged and probe of USS Liberty, the Macon Telegraph, on Infowars.com, EU elite are filthy pigs, says Bossy. The European Union's elite are determined to destroy Europe's Christian heritage. Italy's former minister Umberto Bossi said yesterday he described the elite as filthy pigs who wanted to make pedophilia as easy as possible. There's been all these scandals where they catch the royalty, the elites, just involved in child kidnapping, sacrifice, torture. This is London Telegraph, folks, no tabloid. And then starving North Korean kills foreign babies. That's refugees returning to North Korea face forced abortions in Kim Jong-il's prison camps. Sounds like America.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I had it here several times during the show and mentioned excerpts of it, but it was an article about Pat Robertson back during the middle of the recall election on 700 Club with the quotes endorsing Arnold Schwarzenegger, saying he was good. But I know that's posted on Infowars.com. At least I saw the webmaster posting it this morning. And it's very important, so go check it out. But here is an article I do have. This is out of the Macon Telegraph. Cover-up alleged in probe of USS Liberty. A former Navy attorney who helped lead the military investigation of the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty that killed 34 American servicemen says former President Lyndon Johnson and his defense secretary, Robert McNamara, ordered that the inquiry conclude the incident was an accident. We've had the eyewitnesses on. They were called on board the ship by the admiral afterwards and told, if you ever tell anybody about this, you'll be court-martialed, life in prison, or worse. We'll kill you. And the captain got the Congressional Medal of Honor for staying at his post with shrapnel in his leg half blown off. They tried to sink it for hours, and people go, oh, that's Israel doing that. Yeah, but under orders from LBJ as an excuse to attack, that's right, Egypt. And this is all on the record. You've had Admiral Moore on, Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was in there about 6 years later as a Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff in the early 70s, and he was on the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time. In a signal affidavit released at the Capitol Hill News Conference, retired Captain Ward Boston and Johnson said McNamara to those heading to the Navy's inquiry to conclude that the attack was a case of mistaken identity, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Boston was senior legal counsel to the Navy's original 67 review of the attack. He said in a sworn statement that he stayed silent for years because his military man, and when orders come, I follow them. Oh, Nuremberg defense. He said he felt compelled to share the truth following the publication of a recent book, The Liberty Incident, which concluded the attack was unintentional. The USS Liberty was an electronic intelligence gathering ship that was cruising international waters off the Egyptian coast on June 8th, 67. Israeli planes and torpedo boats opened fire on the Liberty in the midst of what became known as the Israeli-Arab Six-Day War. In addition to 34 Americans killed, more than 170 were wounded. And now Israeli pilots have come forward. No, they're against what happened here. And they called for this in the Northwoods plan in 62. They called for blowing up ships and blaming it on foreign enemies. And the ship, the Israeli pilots admitted they saw a huge American flag. They knew the ship well. They didn't want to attack it. The Israeli pilots had to be ordered three times over the radio. You attack that ship now. No, it's an American. You attack them. You hear me? And our jets launched. And then the White House was in command of the aircraft carriers and said, you turn those jets back. And the attack went on for hours, strafing people in lifeboats. They sent in Israeli special forces on helicopters to kill the rest of them. They basically refused and flew off. This has all come out. And now people in government are so disgusted by the lies of the media, they're coming forward. Admiral Moore, the lawyer for the government, ordered to whitewash it. The officers of the ship, Israelis. Another example of governments blowing stuff up to blame it on their enemies, but by the grace of God, with over 700 cannon holes, a giant torpedo hole through both sides, thousands of other holes, white phosphorus bombs, machine guns firing on it, the ship didn't sink, they didn't abandon battle stations, despite the fact there were men plastered all over the deck dead. And then, I didn't have time to get into full detail of it, the London Telegraph, EU elite are filthy pigs, says Bossy. Mr. Bossy, leader of the Northern League, says Brussels was transforming vices into virtues and advocating the cause of atheism every day. He announced the European arrest warrant as a step towards dictatorship, deportation and terror, stilling fear. And he went on to talk about the Nazi camp type system that they're running and how they're kidnapping children. Wow, isn't that interesting? We're out of time. If you're an evil German or an evil Jew or an evil person from China, I will expose you. Our government's illegitimate. The British government's illegitimate. All these governments are New World Order hives controlled by the big banks. We got to stand up and fight it. Be sure and join us Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 during the day. And, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Be sure and get the new video, Matrix of Evil. Have a great day, a great evening. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.